From the headquarters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews in Jerusalem, this is Israel in the News. I'm Bob Sauer. A rocket attack in southern Israel on Wednesday forces Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to seek shelter. Fox's Trey Yingst has the story.
One rocket fired from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel. The Israelis are responding with airstrikes inside the Gaza Strip against factions there. Multiple militant training sites were hit with these strikes, we are told. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was rushed off the stage to a bomb shelter for the second time this year after the rocket targeted the city of Ashkelon that he was campaigning in. Netanyahu told attendees the last person to shoot at him is now, quote, gone. He was referring earlier to that person, Baha Abu al-Atta, a Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant who was assassinated by Israel last month following orders that he gave to fire rockets towards Israel and Netanyahu in September.
Netanyahu was at a campaign event in order to gain supporters prior to the Likud party vote that took place on Thursday. The rocket launched into Israel was intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome air defense system. A man wearing a kippah, the traditional religious head cap worn by Jewish men, was assaulted and beaten by a group of teenagers in the New York Jewish neighborhood of Crown Heights on Tuesday. According to Jewish news source The Allgemeiner, the suspects filmed the beating for fun before fleeing the scene. The Anti-Defamation League announced on Wednesday that it's offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of the suspects. The Trump administration maintaining its pressure campaign against Iran with more sanctions. Fox's Gernal Scott with more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the new penalties on Iran before an audience at the State Department.
We're restricting visas for current or former Iranian officials and individuals responsible for or complicit in the abuse, detention, or killing of peaceful protesters.
The sanctions target judges who Pompeo says have unjustly sentenced political prisoners. Pompeo has labeled Iran a country of concern. The actions being taken, he hopes, will demonstrate a truth to the Iranian people. Estimates are more than 300 have been killed in Iranian protests.
The Times of Israel reports that the Jewish state has a new way to eliminate airborne incendiary devices launched from the Gaza Strip. The new laser system, called Lightblade, can shoot threats out of the sky before they even enter Israeli territory. Israeli firefighters have had to battle thousands of fires since last year, many of them started by these incendiary balloons. This has been Israel in the News, a weekly news summary presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. During this season of giving, find out how you can help the poor by visiting israelinthenews.org. That's israelinthenews.org. I'm Bob Sauer.